Or else nishpach dama. Let's say you received the blood metchilo in the kli, and now all the blood spilled over. Nishpach dama. Or else yotza dama chutz l'klayim. You had the blood in the kli, you made a good kabbalah, but now by mistake they took this whole kli with the blood outside the Beis HaMikdash. Dekayim malam b'sreifa. We know there's a cloud that any one of these cases, you have to now burn the meat. The meat now, this korban is not ready to have a zrika. The korban is posel, it's called a psul, that you have to burn it. For the Gemara, how do we know this is said? How do we know these cases also, you have to burn it? By nishpach adam. So our answer is midi Rav Shimon. We learn it out from Rav Shimon's halacha. It's not called midi Rav Shimon. Titania, Rav Shimon says like this. The pasuk says, "Ba kodesh beis tisorif." You're supposed to burn ba kodesh in the beis hamikdash. Ba kodesh beis tisorif, burn it in fire. So lima, this comes to teach us al chatis on a korban chatis shesreifos say ba kodesh. That any time a korban chatis became posel, that you can't bring it. Halacha is you're supposed to burn it where ba kodesh in the beis hamikdash. That's where you have to burn it. Is ein liyel zubul vad. I only know a korban chatis. If it became possible, something happened to it, that you have to burn it where? In the Beis HaMikdash. Sharp Sule Kotche Kedoshim. Any other Kotche Kedoshim, a Korban Oilo or Korban Oshim, how do we know they became possible? You also have to burn them in the Beis HaMikdash? Or else, V'yemure Kotchem Kalim. How do we know the fats of a Korban Shlomim, or of a Korban Pesach, a Kotchem Kalim, that you have to burn on the Mizbeach? How do we know also that if these things became tameh, became posel, you have to burn them in the Beis HaMikdash? How do we know? Minayin, Talmud of the Pasuk says, V'chol ba'kodesh beis tisorif, anything. Any type of kodshim that became posel, where do you have to burn it? In the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what we learned off the pasuk. V'chol ba'kodesh beis tisorif. Ashkechon, but we still found kodshei kedoshim, only kodshei kedoshim, mechatis. They have these halachas that have to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. Of a kodshim kalim minol, how do I know if a korban shlomim, if the meat of the korban shlomim became tameh or became posel, how do we know you have to burn it where in the Beis HaMikdash? Ela, the Torah is like this, kol psulei ba'kodesh b'sreifa. Pasuk's mashma kol psulei ba'kodesh b'sreifa. Anytime there's a psul of kodshim, you have to burn it. Loishna, there's no difference, kodshim kalim, for loishna kodshim kadoshim. There's no difference. How do we know this though? So from the psukim we don't know this. From the psukim we only have psukim for chatis, for kodesh kadoshim. Now the Gemara is asking now, but how do we know even kodshim kalim also has this halacha? So Gemara's teretz is Gemara Gemirula Enachnami. It's halacha l'moshim Sinai. We do not know this from psukim. It's some considered a Gemara Gemirula. We learn it out from the halacha l'moshim Sinai. It's true from psukim we don't have any psukim. It's only hilchos Gemirula. So Rashi says hilchos Gemirula. We learn it out from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Rashi Abazoi v'chatis the Aaron. I before we said the whole mice of Aaron and Moshe lo yistricha lefrushe bo sreifa baninos v'tziyosi el ma'isa shoyu. It only comes to tell us the mice what happened there. But the halacha is to know you have to burn it. These halachas when you burn kochim, it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Enichanami. It's not what it says in the Torah. We don't learn it out from, but it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. He's Gemara Gemirulo. For the Gemara now, the chatis the Aaron. How come the Torah has to speak out that by the korban chatis of Aaron, why he burnt it? Mashmim with these psulim, if it would have been yotze, or if it would have been you brought the blood inside, you're supposed to burn it. So Gemara answers, "Tam mishum ma'ase shoye kachoye." It only says it, "Oh, but that was the ma'ase. That's what happened." But Einachanami, the reason why, how we know you're supposed to burn kochim when they become posel, that's from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. For the Gemara now. Olatana devei Rabba Baravua. According to this Tana of devei Rabba Baravua, the Yoma that he says, Afilo pigul toyin ibetzura. He says what? That even a psul begufay, even pigul. Pigul means you brought the korban and you had the wrong thoughts. Peshas the kashchito azrika. You thought then the kohen he's going to eat the korban the wrong day. So it's mamish you made the whole korban pigul. You're not allowed to eat it. It's mamish called the psul begufay. The korban itself is posel. So our Mishnah says if there's something wrong with the korban itself, you're allowed to burn it right away. This Tana of Rav Ravu holds no. He holds even if there's a psul in the goof of the korban, still you can't burn it right now. But ibatsura, you have to wait overnight. First, leave the meat to stay overnight till it gets a psul laser on it. and then you're allowed to burn it. How do we know this? How does he know that you can't burn it right away, but rather you have to wait till the next day? Is the Chura Yalef Oven Oven Minoiser. He learns out, it says the word oven by Pigul, and it says the word oven by Noiser. So just like by Noiser, when do you burn it first the next day? You can't burn it right away because it's not Noiser yet. Noiser means you have the meat left overnight, so by the next morning it's Noiser. You have to burn it, or even if it came Noiser right away at night, but you don't burn it till the next morning. Here also, Pigul also, you're not allowed to burn it right away. You have to wait till the next day. Rashi says, Minolon Rashi, Deboy Ibatura, Pshitalon. How do we know this? The time of Mishum the Gomer, Oven Oven Minoiser. Because Tziba Pigul, Apostle says that Pigul, Viha Nefesh, Oecheles, Mimena, Wavoinatiso. Says Loshin Oven, Avoinatiso. Oksiv Benoiser, Vioichla, Avoinayiso. Says the word Avoin in both places. Vaikro, Benoiser, Mokmin, Lob Christus. Vixera, Shav, Oksiv. He has Kodesh Hashem Chilul. Oksiv, Asrafto, Esanoiser, Vyesh. Yikodeshu. So he's learning out now Pigul from Noiser. That man Noiser, Kvar Ube, Tsurosoi. That's what Tana Devei Rabba Bar Avuha says. So Mara asks the question now. True, you have a Gzeirah Shav, it says the word oven by Pigul, but who tells you to learn out from Noiser that you have to first burn it the next day? Why don't you learn out by this Chattis of Aaron, that the Aaron burnt it right away, and the Torah says the word oven over there. So learn out Pigul could be burnt right away, just like the Chattis of Aaron was burnt right away. His why don't you learn out from the Chattis of Aaron? So Rashi says also, the Echsiv Bei Nami Oven, V'yoyse Nosom Lachem Loseis Es Oven Oeda, O Moshe Hoidu Lehem, Moshe was Moida, the Echsiv Yitu Veinov, Moshe was Moida, that if it would have been a psul, that the meat was Yoytzei, or the dam went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Moshe was Masim, you should burn it. So by the Chattis of Aaron, if there would have been a good psul in the Korban, it's good why you're supposed to burn it. So why doesn't this Tana learn out Pigul from the Chattis of Aaron? Oh, Malok, you have to say, I'll answer you, Chattis the Aaron, ki hai gavna nami iba tsuba ledoris boy. I tell you, really, even by the Chattis of Aaron, this was the Korban Rosh Chodesh that Aaron brought in. Even though Aaron burnt it right away, really, I'll tell you, ledoris, for the next generations, you're supposed to wait overnight. You can't burn kutchum right away. It's a gnai, it's not nice. You have to wait till the meat stays overnight. For Hosam, why by Aaron did he burn the Chattis right away? I'll tell you, it was a special halacha. Just at that time, he had a special halacha what to do for that moment, for that situation. But Ladoris, though, we don't learn out from Aaron. That's what you're going to have to say according to this Tana. Drashi ki agavna. Bein leman di yama bezvochim. It's a question now, really, why did Aaron burn that Chattis? So it's a machlekes the Gemara and Zvochim, two reasonings why Aaron burnt it. One, teretziz mefnei aninus nisifog. Aaron wasn't oining then. His two sons were killed that day. They were both killed that day. And since they were both maced then, so Aaron wasn't oining. Therefore, since he was an oining, he's not allowed to eat the meat, that's why he burnt it. That was halacha. So now, ledoiras, I'll tell you, boy, yibetzura. I'll tell you, really, in such a case, for the next generations, any time the meat becomes possible that you can't eat it, you have to wait till the next day to burn it. For hoiroa shohoiso. Mashenken, that Aaron burnt it right away, it was a special halacha. Shesaful lebaybayon, that they burnt it that day. So that's why this time, not a kasha this time. He can't announce from Aaron, because Aaron was a special hoiroa shoh. A special halacha he had at that time. So the Mara, hashto the Yerminim, now that you're telling me though, kol psula de kodesh misreifa. This that we say, any time any type of meat of kachem becomes posel, that we have to burn it. Loishna the kachem kadoshim. Not only if it's a chatos or a noshim or kodesh kadoshim. For loishna kachem kalam, not only if the korban is only a pesach or a shlomim or kachem kalam. How do we know? We just got finished saying, how do we know the loch is that if something goes wrong with the korban, you have to burn the meat and you can't just bury it. Gemara gemirulah. It's a bazundra loch l'moshim isini we learned out. Abazoi, Fret Gemara Kasha now, Ba Kodesh Beisti Surf Lomeli. What do we need now? The first top posik we had. At the beginning we said, Midrav Shim, Rav Shim and Dachshin is the posik, Ba Kodesh Beisti Surf, that you're supposed to burn the kachin. So what do we need that posik for? Now that you're telling me it's a lochal Moshe Misinai, that any time there's a psul by kachin, you have to burn it, what does the Torah have to tell me this posik for? Have the Gemara Poshit. Hahumi Boile, no, we still need that posik. There's two halachis.
One halacha is that you have to burn kochim. Anytime the meat became tamei, the meat was yotzi, took it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible you have to burn it. How do we know you have to burn it? That's true, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But now the question is, where do you burn it though? So that we need a pasuk that says, ba'kodesh beis tisorof. Anytime you have to burn kochim, you're supposed to burn the badafki in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we need this pasuk also. Hey, zumi boilei, shesvei fosse ba'kodesh. That the sefer should be, Rashi says, sorok l'sefer b'yazara, you have to burn the meat in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayta v'yaboser, now the other pasuk we had before, number Aleph. V'yaboser na'asher yiga b'chol tamei. Anytime any meat of kochim touches something that's tamei, so the meat becomes tamei, the Torah says, lo yoichal, you're not allowed to eat this meat anymore. And b'esh yisorif, you have to burn the meat. Fred Gemara lomali, what do I need the pasuk for? If you're telling me now that halacha l'moshe m'sinai, anytime there's a psul by kochim, you have to burn the meat, say that the meat became tamei, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, so pshita you have to burn it. So what do you Torah have to say it for? And the Gemara, hu l'gufa yitzrach. I'll tell you no, tumah I need it to teach it to me. I would think even though there is such a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that any time any part of kochim becomes pasul, you have to burn it, but I would think maybe that's only other type of psulim. But if the meat is only pasul because it's tumah, maybe this psul you don't have to burn. Why would I say tumah is different? Yitzrach. Sal katayta chaminach, I would think, kol psul the kodesh. That it is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Any time the meat becomes pasul, that you have to burn it, kegorin lon, that's only if you let the meat stay overnight, it became nicer. Or lon dama, you let the blood stay after shkia, so it's too late to make this rikya now. Or else for nishpach dama, or else the blood got spilled down on the floor and you can't make this rikya anymore. Or else for yotza dama, or else the blood went out of the Beis HaMikdash, so it has a psul yotza, you can't use this blood anymore. Maybe by those psulim the din is, you have to burn the meat. For nishkata balayla, or else if somebody shechta the korban at night, Allah with the korban is possible. You're not allowed to shech kochim balayla. You could only shech the korban by yom. So in these cases, dibas reifa. Here there's Allah l'moshe m'sinai on these types of psulim, that what do you have to do with them? You have to burn them. Why? Why are these different? Dilesnayu b'chulin. Because these psulim do not apply at all to a behemah chulin. If you have your own animal, your own behemah, you're allowed to eat it. Even if it went yotze chutz l'koyim, the dam fell on the floor, all these psulim only apply to kochim. To chulim, there's no such psul. So since it's only a kochim dika psul, then I would say a dafka have to burn it, like it's a chom dika psul. Mashenkin avol nitmu, when the meat became tomei, that we say not allowed to eat it. The bechulim nami mifsul. There's such a psul by chulim also. Even behemas chulim could also be mekabel tumah. And then there's alochi, not allowed to eat it certain times. If you nizir teach something with taira, you're not allowed to eat it. Say bazoi. By chulin, you do have the psul of tamei. Eimai would think, since this psul now of tumah applies even to chul, it's not a kochim dika psul, I would think even that the meat now is kochim, it's not called a kochim dika psul, it's called the psul of chulin only. Eimalali boi sreifa. I would think maybe you do not have to burn it. It should be enough just to bury it. Like any time you have meat that's treif, that's not kosher. So what do you have to do with it? You have to destroy it. You have to get rid of it in a case where it's asa banor. So you don't have to burn it. You just have to bury it. So I would think also when the meat of kochim becomes tamei, since this is a psul that's even a gay to chulin, it's not only a kochim dik psul, maybe I would think you do not have to burn it. Even though there's a loch l'moshim m'sinai, but you're psul by kochim, but that's only a psul that's only the gate to kochim that you have to burn. But a psul of tama that we find even by chulin, maybe I would think you don't have to burn. Kamashmon is extra posik, no. V'yahabosar v'ashayiga b'chol tamei lo yoichel, what do you do with it? V'esh yisarf, you would have to burn it. Shrashi ma'is l'choyl, sh'loi nizharu v'nitmu nizchalalo v'huzlo b'utu shizosar. Rashi has another touch. That now that you made the meat tamei, since this is really a psul, that's even a geyat chulin, the pshat is like you maschal, you made a zuzl in the whole kedusha. So maybe it's like there's no more kedusha on this meat anymore, and therefore you don't have to burn it. Kamashmla, no. Even a psul of tumah, still you have to burn it. Right, Amishna says, nitmu ha bailam. Let's say the bailam, the owner of the korban pesach, became tamei. Oy shemeis, or else the owner of the korban pesach died. So now the lachr is, there's no owner to the korban, nobody's allowed to eat it. because a carbon Pesach, who can eat it? Only the owner. Now there's no owner. What does the Mishnah say? You have to burn it. But when? Two batzurosin. You're not allowed to burn it right now because there's no real psul in the korban itself. There's only a psul machmas davar acher. It's just that the owner became tamei, the owner died. But if you look at the korban itself, there's nothing wrong with the korban. That's called a psul machmas davar acher. The din is you're not allowed to burn it right now, but rather two batzurosin. Omer Rabbi Yosef. And on this, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah says no. He holds you're allowed to burn it right now. Even though just the bailam became tamei, you can burn it right now. So Omer Rabbi Yosef. Machlekes, the machlekes here in the Mishnah is shenitmu bailim, the bailim became tomei achas rikam. After the kohen made the zrika of the korban pesach, the ischazia bosel achila, b'shaz rika, the owner was tor. So there was a time when the korban was 100% kosher and the bailim was able to eat it. Then Rabbi Yochanan Brook, then the Tanakhama says that's not called the psul begufay. Therefore, you're not allowed to burn it right. Therefore, you're not allowed to burn it right away. But let's say the owner became tamei before the kohen made the zrika. The bosa never became royalty. He'll tell you, even the Tanakhama then says also, this is considered like a psul in the goof of the korban, and you're allowed to burn it right away. That's what the Yosef wanted to say. Meitzvim, I'll have a kasher on you. This is the cloud. Kol sheb sulu begufay. Anytime something happened to the goof of the korban itself, it itself, the blood became tamei, the bosa became tamei, nishmech adam, then you serve miyad. You're allowed to burn it right away. Bedamu babaylim, let's say there's only a psul in the dam. Hey, begufa means the meat became tamei. What about bedam? Just the dam got spilled out, the dam became tamei. But nothing happened to the meat itself. Or else babaylim, there's only a psul, the owner became tamei. But the actual meat, there's no psul in the meat itself. Then the locher is two batzurasei. You badafka have to wait till the next morning, till over left it overnight. V'yotzla beis asreifa. Alakoponim, it says here, katoni bailam dumi the dam, that the owner is just like the blood. My dam, just like my blood, for sure, we're talking about lefnei zrikon. How did the dam become tamei? After zrikon, there's no din dam anymore. So the Brei Avad, we're talking about the blood became tamei before zrikon. So what then? The owner also became tamei lefnei zrika, and still it says this is called the psul machmas dover achar. That since there's nothing wrong with the meat itself, the meat is really tor. You're not allowed to burn the meat the way it is right now. Is af bailam lefnei zrika? Who what then? The bailam is also talking about that he did become tamei before zrika, and still the Braita says you're not allowed to burn it right away. So how could Rabbi Yosef say everybody holds that if the owner became tamei before zrika, you could burn it right away? The kasha and Rabbi Yosef. Ela yitma, if you learned, hochi yitma, this is the way you have to learn. This is what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. Rabbi Yosef. Machlekes, where's the machlekes now, Mishnah? Pisha nitma bailam of Nezrika. Where the owner became tamil of Nezrika. Tlo yischazia bosa lachila. That the bosa was never roi teet. Hey, this is the pshatan of Yechna Nebruka. This is the case that he says you can burn it right away. The Evelake of Sulu Begufay. This is when Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah considered it Sulu Begufay. Hey, since at the time when the kohen made the zrika, the owner was already tamei, so the zrika was not matter, like there's nobody teeth to meat, that's considered like the meat is Sulu Begufay. Avol nitma bailam liyachas zrika, but let's say, b'shaz zrika, the bailam was tor. The bailam only became tamei later on. The eschaziya bosa lachila. At the time the kohen made this recon, really everything was kosher right now. And at this time, it's like chaladin, the meat has a din to be eaten. I'll tell you then, divrei hakol psulei machmas davar acher. This is what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. In such a case, everybody, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah is moida, that since there was a time when the meat was roi to be eaten, even though the maisi can't eat because you have to wait till nighttime, the akol panim, there was a zman when it could have had a hefta to be eaten, so then he says, it's not considered psul machmas atzmai, but machmas davar achar, that you can't burn right away, you have to wait till tomorrow. That's what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. Smil is no stira. Uboi yibitzura, you have to wait till overnight, till first it's chal psul noiser in the meat itself, that's considered a psul begufay, and now you're allowed to burn it right away in the morning. For Rabbi Yechon, the Mora says, Rabbi Yechon, no, ma, no. Af liyacha zrika, nami machloikis. He learns no. Even after zrika, even if the owner only became tamei after zrika, even though b'shaz zrika, the owner was tor, and it was mamash a time when it could have been a hetet eat it, still Rabbi Yechon, the Mbruka, still says, you're allowed to burn it right away. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. Af liachas rika nami machlokes. even if the Bialim first became Tami after Zerikam, still Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah holds it's considered like a psul begufay, and you're allowed to burn it right away. The Gemara says, "V'yozda Rabbi Yochanan l'taymi." Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own time. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said like this: that Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah, that's the din of our Mishnah, the last Tana in our Mishnah. Rabbi Nechemya and another Tana, Rabbi Nechemya, Omru Dover Echad. They both set over the same type of a chiddush. Both Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah and Rabbi Nechemya. What are the two chiddushim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah of the Amoran and our Mishnah. That even though the Bosser is Torah, only the Bialim became Tomei, still he considers that like a psul begufay, and you're allowed to go and burn the meat right now, you do not have to wait till Ibitzuru. You don't have to wait till it becomes nicer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukah of the Amoran. Rabbi Nechemya, where's Rabbi Nechemya's halacha? Mahi, where did we learn his din? The Tani, we learned to the price like this. Rabbi Nechemya Aymer, Mifnayaninos Nisrefo. That the halacha is, why did Aaron taka burn that chatis? His Moshe was asking Aaron, why did you burn it? Then Aaron answered back, true, that blood did not come into Kodesh HaKadoshim. The meat was not taken outside, nothing happened to it. You know why I burnt it? Because I was an oinin. And an oinin is not allowed to eat the meat. So since I'm an oinin, my two sons died today, I'm not allowed to eat the meat, that's why I burnt it. Therefore the pasuk says, like this. Rashi says, if your mace died on you, you're not allowed to cut him. That's talking about meiser. The also cut him a kal b'chaimim meiser. Mardoch meiser rishon, meiser sheni. You're not allowed to eat when you're an oinin. So pshit, you're not allowed to cut him when you're an oinin. Lekach nemo keila. Rashi batikrenu oisi keila. Can I bring this carbon also? Shani Yainin, that was Aaron's teretz. I'm an Yainin. My son died today. I'm not allowed to eat the meat. Veicha yisoichel kachim. How can I eat the kachim? Is lemoishin itztavu leimalem chu esa mincha and aseres misi Hashem v'yachlu b'yaninis. Now this is really Moshe's mistake. Moshe had a tzivui to tell Aaron, even though you're an Yainin today, your son's died today, the mincha that you brought today, you're allowed to go eat the mincha. That was a special halacha, that today's mincha you're allowed to eat. For Yisover, so Moshe thought, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Aaron, you're allowed to eat the mincha, Shafa Chatis Teichem Aninis. Moshe thought that who had in this Chatis, Aaron was also allowed to eat today, even though he was an Oinin. Ke mincha. That was Moshe's mistake. V'yom Eloi Aaron, Aaron answered back, Shem Eloi Shemate Ele B'mincha. Maybe you only heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that me, Aaron, I'm allowed to eat the mincha today, even though I'm an Oinin, Zushi Kotche Shoh. This was a special mincha they brought only because of today. Only today and no other time. We were called Yom Shemini Shemaluim. This was the eighth day of the Maluim. Nitztavis Oysa Mincha. It was a special chiyuv to bring the mincha because of today. And Mela, the Hiyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even though I'm a Nainain, I'm allowed to eat from this mincha. It's like a special Aroa Shur. V'yafani Moide L'cho. V'saya Nachshon. The other carbon we brought today also I ate. V'saya Shoyim. There was also a special chayiv to do today. Chayiv l'yoyim. V'yachilos and mut l'yoyim. Such a korban that the only chayiv was to bring today, that's true. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Aaron, that meat you're allowed to eat. But Aaron answered back to Moshe, avochat ezu sira shchedish. But the third korban, which was a regular korban that you bring for generations, on Rosh Chodesh, you bring us here, show Rosh Chodesh. So this korban, see Rosh Chodesh, who? V'kodshei Dorisein. This was a korban the Klai Yisrael will bring from now on. V'zoi, that's a regular korban. V'melu, this korban, v'yasurun li'oinein, anoinein, is not allowed to eat it. That's why Moshe didn't eat the meat, and he burnt it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Polak l'hosfam v'yomar, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, that was not the reason why Aaron burnt the korban. He says the reason why he burnt it, v'vnei tumah, because that meat became tummy. Nisrafa. Shenitmas boinis. Anoinis happened that a meitzer, a sheris, touched the meat, became tummy. V'ay keila dorish lay amayda kalamash liyaren. Not again. V'akol ponim, here the Gemara answers, that Nechemya is the one that said that the reason why Aaron did not eat the meat, because he was anoinis in Nisrafa. L'kach nemo keila. Therefore it says keila, which means, can Aaron, now that I'm an anoinin, can I eat the kachim? I'm not allowed to eat this kachim. So the Rai is now, bo aninis, kalachas rikehevi.
Aninus, really, a kohen gadol, even though he's noiner, he's allowed to do the avoida. So the avoida was done beheter. It's like the zrika was done beheter. And first, now that the since you're noiner, you can't eat the meat, still we said, v'chi yitztarif, li'altin yitztarif. When it was burnt right away. So you see, you're allowed to burn this type of kochim right away. And Rashi explains here that a chatis is not like a pesach. A pesach, the ikra of a korban pesach, is tidit. Therefore, if the bailam is not roi tidit, there became tamei, that maybe there is considered like a psul aguf. But our korban by a chatis, the din is you don't have to eat it. It's not likuvah. So therefore, since the avoida was done the kashris, that as if the bailam first became posel after the zrika was done. And still, Rav Nechemi learns out from Aaron that you could burn it right away. Morris says, Vaita, Rabba Moisef Af Rav Yosef Glili. Rabba says, Rav Yosef Glili also holds this Kiddush, that you could burn the meat right away.